The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge. Watching us on the PCTV Select app and, of course, at WTBRFM.com for the radio stream. I appreciate you listening and watching today. I'm Sean Sayre here with you this morning. We're live and local here in our studio on Federico Drive in Pittsfield. And waking up to kind of a sunny morning this morning. Kind of nice out there. Nothing happening. No snow, no ice. Nothing to report, which is kind of nice for a change. Nothing really big on the horizon, which is also nice. We've got a great show for you this morning. We have folks from the Zonta Club of the Berkshires. Do you know what the Zonta Club of the Berkshires is? Well, you listen for the next hour, and I guarantee you will know a lot more about it. We have Pam Nisley and Pam Roberts, both members of the club, and we're going to talk all about that, what it is, how long it's been around, what they do, and a big event that's coming up next week, as a matter of fact, and some action needed on your part if you'd like to go to that event by today. So we'll talk all about that in just a moment. First, let's get to our weather forecast and see what we've got coming up for us in the next 48 hours or so from the National Weather Service.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the upper 30s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Not as cold with lows in the mid-20s. South wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-40s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Sunny in the mid-40s. My goodness, bring it on.
Woo-hoo.
You know, I don't know where that's coming from, but we'll take it this time of the year. You know, we're only a day away from March, so spring's right around the corner. I'm going to say that. I'm going to be an optimist today. And when we see, you know, a 40-degree weather forecast come through, we'll take that every day that we get some of that snow melted and out of there. we actually had a skid steer come by yesterday and clear some of our parking spaces because there was so much snow. Where are you going to put the snow? There's so much snow this year. So it had to go somewhere, and I think it just got taken away in a big truck. Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do this year.
In Buffalo, they throw it in the river.
In the river? Why not?
In the lakes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's got to go somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah. When you get that much snow in Buffalo, Pam.
I know.
You know, you got to do something with it. Welcome to the show. So we've got Pam Nisley and Pam Roberts. Thank you for being here this morning, talking about the Zonta Club of the Berkshires. My first question is, what is Zonta Club of the Berkshires? Because I have an idea. Maybe some listeners don't know, not familiar with it. It's a perfect chance to tell them what it is and what you do. So tell us. Go ahead, Pam.
So Zonta, in a nutshell, is a service organization. And I like to say, before we get to how we became chartered here in the Berkshires, a little bit about the history of where we began.
Yeah.
And back actually in Buffalo, New York, in 1919, a group of women who at the time were service-oriented when Rotary had not let women join, they founded a club to advance the status of women and girls. Mm. To me, it's really interesting because we are totally international around the globe. There are 24 districts. And as we dive down deeper, we in New England are District 1. Mm. We're truly international because we have sister clubs in Nova Scotia. So when District 1, which we're part of, does events, it includes our Canadian neighbors.
Wow.
So that's the background. Mm-hmm. And
interesting history, too, that it would start in Buffalo. And I think of what was happening in 1919, right, mm-hmm. with the suffrage movement and all the things that were happening in Western New York. So it was kind of a hotbed of activity there. I think of the suffragettes and Susan B. Anthony being there and everything. So having the Zonta Club sort of being born at that time in that place kind of makes some sense, right?
And two little bits of history before we get local, probably name-dropping. The most famous Zontian was the pilot Amelia Earhart.
Wow.
So there actually is a Zonta scholarship internationally for women in aviation.
Mm.
So that was the background. And then people also say, what does that word Zonta mean?
Yeah.
What is that emblem Z? And the logo comes from the Native American Sioux word, and loosely translated, Zonta means honest and trustworthy.
Interesting. So, yeah, I always wondered that.
So that is like the best kept secret.
Where do they come up with this? You know, but right. Now it makes total sense now when you think of it.
And if people were interested, the Zonta International website has so much history and talks about projects around the world.
Mm. So it's not just a national organization. It serves worldwide.
Yes.
And generally, how many clubs or districts or whatever are there around? If we're familiar, obviously, with the one here in the Berkshires.
So there's 24 districts. I think Pam has the actual numbers. But another bit of trivia, Zonta International is the largest NGO, non-government organization, that has voting rights at the United Nations.
Oh, really?
So when we have international conferences and there's events at the UN, Zonta is a voting member.
Hmm. Wow, yep, very interesting.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
What are some of those numbers, Pam?
Oh, I'm looking those up right now, Sean. I know that there are 29,000 Zonta members throughout the world.
Okay.
And this is from Wikipedia, so yeah. I don't know how.
Well, we go with the statistics that we have,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. I always think that it's interesting that District 1 is like in Massachusetts and up through British Columbia when it was started in Buffalo. You would have thought that like that area would be District 1. But,
right.
You know, I think it was like a geographic thing instead, and we were the farthest east.
We have a sister club that's not that far over into New York State, but just by the geographic boundaries, they're District 2.
Okay.
So they're not a part of things that we do, but we do partner with them. I'm looking at the notes that Pam put together, and
62 countries.
Yeah, there's 62 countries that have Zontians. And years ago, we had a club in Switzerland that was our international sister club.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally, they would come to us. We would visit them.
Oh,
so
we should do that again,
right?
Yeah. So is there opportunity for sort of exchange and connection between the different clubs and getting to know people that have different concerns and their different areas are meeting new people and finding out how they're doing things? Is there a lot of that going on?
Absolutely. Yeah. And with technology and then the pandemic, it totally changed how we interacted. We're run in our district, there are clubs. We'll talk more about that. But then the leader in our district is called a governor. So we have a governor. And that governor, during the pandemic, scheduled monthly meetings with different committees within the club. So whether it was membership, advocacy, we're going to talk about all the good work they do.
Mm-hmm.
But through the through Zoom meetings, we would have monthly meetings with other committee members in our district, and that was a lot of it, whether it was sharing fundraising ideas that have worked. I know we're going to talk about some of our fundraising projects, learning how we've worked together. The big thing is we are a service organization, so members that join us, and we are always looking for good members. Retirees are great because they often have a little more time, but they've come from backgrounds where there's expertise.
Sure.
It's the idea of what we can do collectively that maybe one person couldn't do individually.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned the pandemic because that is such a marker, right, for all of our lives. We look back at that and we say that was when the things changed.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we were doing before that, I mean, some of that stuff continued, but the way we did things evolved, and it evolved radically during that time. It's only been 5 years, 6 years. But just the fact that, maybe you were doing things by driving places, maybe you're doing things by mailing things, right? I mean, and all of that just revolutionized to the fact that you could really have a lot of interaction with people electronically, and everyone became familiar with those tools very, very quickly because it was just needed, right?
Yeah, right.
So that would be one of those good things that came out of it. When we think of all the bad things, that was one of those things where we say, well, it probably did help us in some ways.
Yeah. Well, our club during the pandemic met via Zoom every month, and vestiges of that still remain because there were a lot of people who really didn't like to go to like the January and February meeting because of the weather and it being really dark and everything like that. And so in January and February, we still meet via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot more people at the meeting, and it's a good opportunity for people to have some kind of connection in the winter.
Yeah.
So there were, like you said, there were good things that came out of it, and not so good. And some, so some of our members are really grateful that we still just continue to meet at the via Zoom in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps.
Some don't like it, but
it helps bring people together sometimes. And then we have the opposite problem, which is, oh, all we ever do is meet on Zoom. So we never actually see you in person, and it doesn't feel the same, right? So there's a little of both there. But and in fact, we did this program, Morning Drive, for probably a good year and a half. A lot of it was just Zoom, because mostly for health reasons, and you know, people didn't feel comfortable coming in, and we had this big plexiglass barrier here for a while, you know, all those things. But just the fact that we continued, right? And it sounds like the Zonta Club continued through that as well, and came out on the other side. And how are sort of membership numbers going? Is it easy to continue to attract people and bring people in and sort of tell them the kinds of things that you do and make that appeal that it's something that they should be doing?
Well, I think that every service organization has its struggles with attracting new members in this day. People are busy, and you know, we value our time a little bit more.
Sure.
But we have been on an upswing, and one of the reasons why I think, and probably is the event that's coming up next week.
Well, let's get a chance to talk about that. That's a very good lead-in for that, because you do have an event coming up the week from today, right?
Yep.
March 6th, Friday, and it's a Women's Day dinner. So tell me more about that.
Well, so 4 years ago, we decided, or I wasn't actually a member yet, the club decided to recognize women in our community who are doing great things to empower women and girls, which is our mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were 6 women that were recognized for those contributions. And it was just a regular Zonta meeting.
Mm.
And I was there. 2 months later, I was a member. so this event, we will be recognizing 5 women in our community who will be added to the 17 women that we've recognized so far.
And are we announcing who those women are today on the show?
We sure can.
Well, I think we ought to. We should make some news here.
Before you do that, part of this Women's Day is in celebration of International Women's Day, which on the calendar is March 8th.
Okay.
So that is really what we piggybacked with as doing something to fundraise, which has now become a combination friend and fundraising. Mm.
Thank you, Pam.
Well, and it's important to do both of those things, right? And they're interconnected. When you're doing fundraising for a nonprofit or a service organization or anything like that, it really is about connections and relationships as much as it is just about collecting the money. You can't just do that. It has to go one in another.
And Pam is going to announce and talk about those women, I think. But to your point about how we've grown membership, typically, our monthly meeting format has included publicity and a guest speaker.
Mm.
And those meetings, when publicized, are open to the public. So without really trying to get members and sell the club. It's people that have come to those meetings who maybe have heard an inspiring speaker and been impressed with the work that the club is doing to advance the status of women and girls. Hmm. That's what brings our members in. Mm-hmm. And when you have the Women's Day event, it's a much broader reach because we have corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. We have companies that are going to send representatives. And that really has been our feeder to bring new members in.
Yeah.
Once they're coming in, they understand the service and the obligations and what we're hoping our new members will do.
Mm-hmm.
So that really is how we've continued to grow our members.
Right.
You asked how many we have. Currently, we have 32 members.
Okay.
We're not about bigger is better. Mm-hmm. We're about all hands on deck. Mm-hmm.
And you accept members from throughout Berkshire County? So
yes.
It's not just a Pittsfield thing, right? We're listening here on a Pittsfield station, but we have listeners actually countywide and I think throughout the country on our various web streams and things like that. But you're serving South Berkshire County, North Berkshire County as well?
Yes.
And we have e-members because, again, you had to have 20 members to charter a club to begin to get the Zonta charter. And there are areas where people want to join Zonta, but they don't have the bandwidth to form a club. So we actually have e-members from different areas in our district that sometimes they attend by Zoom. Occasionally they'll come to an event, but we do allow members from outside of Berkshire. We're open to discussing what it's all about with anybody.
Can you tell that Pam is on the membership committee?
Maybe, yes. And tell me, what are your roles there in the club? Because is it a standard organization where you'd have leadership with a president or a chair or whatever, and then various committee memberships and chairs, things like that?
You've exactly nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do elect a president, because of everything, it's a 2-year term. And so we will have new leadership. The Zonta year runs from June 1st. So in June, we will have a new turnover of leadership.
Okay.
The understanding is any member who joins is expected to identify and join a committee almost right away. Mm-hmm. If we have time, we can talk about that. But then it's the idea that everybody's involved. And when it comes to either a fundraiser or an event like Women's Dinner, we hope everyone's going to participate. But we also don't. We are not guilt-driven, so the idea is with some of our fundraisers, everybody can't be expected to participate and donate to every single thing.
Right.
So
some service clubs have that reputation, don't they?
Yeah. As a former Rotarian.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we'll have them on the show next week.
Oh,
because
really?
They have a big event coming up as well.
Oh,
so that's going to be a fun
their
show.
Their big auction.
Yes.
Well, back to Women's Day.
Women's Day. So, as we said, we'll be recognizing 5 women. I'm doing it alphabetically because that's only fair. we try to be very fair about everything. Mm-hmm. A group of women, I guess.
Well, as someone who has a last name with the letter S, I can tell you it isn't always fair.
Well, it's like, oh, this is the best person in this. Yeah, we don't like to do it. Divya Chaturvedi, who's the executive director of Elizabeth Freeman Center, mm-hmm. will be recognized, along with Lorena Deuce, who is the director of client and community services at Berkshire Immigrant Center. And actually on the board of EFC, which I thought was kind of cool. Sheila Levante, who's the executive director of institutional advancement at Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. Brenda Opperman, who was previously an associate professor at the U.S. Naval War College.
Wow.
And I know, really cool.
That's interesting.
Maria Rundle, who is the executive director of Flying Cloud Institute. So the people that we're recognizing, you kind of see that the all-county representation. We don't do it intentionally, but, we ask for nominations. Hmm. And then as we get them, the committee comes together and reads what the nomination says, and then we choose our the people. We had, I think, 11 nominees, and I'm sure that we'll see their names again,
because
sometimes we get repeat nominations. But this is the the group that we've chosen to recognize this year.
It's quite the variety, actually, of different people and different sort of skill sets and interests. It's kind of a little bit all over the board there.
Yeah.
And so what is that process like when it must take a while, first of all, to put the names in nomination and to figure out who you might be honoring with this year's awards? And then to narrow it down must be the hardest thing, right?
Oh,
to get
gosh.
From those 11 down to 5.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We start in December. We have a form that we create that's, tell us about this person and, you know, what are they doing to empower women and girls and that advance the status. I'm sorry. Like, I've come from the Girls Inc. world. So it's like, advance the status of women and girls. And then I, as one of the co-chairs, put together all of that information, send it out to a subcommittee of our group that looks at everything over time, over a week or so. And then we have a Zoom meeting. One of the things that I tried to introduce this year was like, pick your top three, as hard as that is, pick your top three. And so for some, it was a very easy decision because some of the people were in everybody's top three. Uh-huh. So obviously, we're going to choose them. And then you get down to like figuring out who the other three people are going to be. And like,
well, it sounds like a good process, though.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like you could do it effectively that way, because now you've got a multitude of voices coming in and sort of saying, if you've got these three to choose from, and then how does that all fit? It's an equitable way to do it.
Yeah. Right.
And there's people that, as Pam said, maybe they didn't make this year's list, and hopefully they'll be renominated next year. We have to limit it really to five in respect to the time. It's an evening event. Yeah. It's dinner. When they're recognized, they get some time to speak, so we don't want it to go on too long.
Right, because we want to get our messages in there as well.
Yes.
Like, as Pam said, it is a feeder for membership, so we like to be able to talk about the advocacy projects that we're doing and the service projects that we're doing. So, yes, in the interest of time, everybody gets 2 to 3 minutes. And from my previous life, an old boss said, tell them how many words that is. So it really works.
Yeah.
If somebody says it's 480 words, then, you're much more inclined to try to.
You can count that on your word processor, right?
Yeah.
I realized that when I had to speak at the city council open mic, and I said, I'm not going to be one of those people that goes over my 3 minutes. I'm not going to have someone say, okay, you need to wrap it up.
Yeah. I've done the same thing.
Pam Roberts and Pam Nisley, my guests here this morning on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We're talking about the Zonta Club of the Berkshires this morning and their event coming up just a week from now. It's a Women's Day dinner. Give me a couple more details of that. When is it? It's Friday. Is it Friday evening? And where is it? And what time?
It's Friday evening at Berkshire Hills Country Club. And it begins at 5:30 for a little bit of networking and getting settled. And then we'll have our president kind of introduce things. And then it's a nice buffet dinner. And then we'll recognize the women that we have chosen. One new thing that our board, that I forgot to put in the talking points.
We have an interview.
Yeah. Yes. That our board chose to do this year is that every woman will be able to choose a nonprofit, and we, Zonta Club, will donate $500 in their honor.
These are the honorees get to
the
choose.
The honorees
those?
Get to choose.
Okay.
So I was very excited when I heard that, and it's been great to be able to share with the nominees and let them know that this is like an extra bonus.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Well, and importantly, also for this event that's happening next Friday, the 6th. So we repeat that again.
Yes.
There is a registration deadline for getting in, because obviously, is it a full dinner? Is it a
buffet dinner?
Buffet dinner.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really nice dinner. We do have a vegetarian option for anyone who is, you know, not eating meat on Friday. And today is the deadline.
Right. That's
the
what
website,
we want to say, right?
Our website, zontaberkshire.org. If you log on to that, it immediately pops up with the women's dinner, and it's a click and register.
Yep.
And the deadline is today to call in to Berkshire Hills, at the Berkshire Hills Club, what the numbers are going to be.
Yep. So everybody hop on your computers right now, www.zontaberkshire.org. It is a fundraiser, so a single ticket is $75, but there are some sponsorship opportunities still available that all include like different numbers of tickets. And speaking of that, we do.
So that's a good way to do it too, right? So that you do have people that can go potentially if a sponsor is able to help pay their way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we've been very fortunate. Beacon Bank and Berkshire Eagle have agreed to be platinum sponsors.
Great.
This event, as we said, we like to use it to try to get members, but it's also helps us raise funds for the service projects and other the scholarships that we offer throughout the year.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to talk more about that probably in the second half of the show, getting into exactly what Zonta Club does, and it's a lot of stuff during the year, and it's more than just sort of meeting, getting together, and talking about what you like to do. It's actually getting some boots on the ground and getting some action taken, right, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we work very quietly, but I like to think that we have a pretty big impact on the people that we do support through our projects.
And, you know, service organizations, as you mentioned, it has been a challenge, I think, for all of them, not only finding new members, but to do some of that really important work. The work hasn't gone away, right?
Right.
The needs haven't gone away, the kinds of things that you have to do. You know, you mentioned the status of women, and I kind of want to know, where do you think the status of women sits at this moment in time in our society and in the time that we live in? I know it's a big kind of, you know, 50,000 feet question, but how do you feel about it? Do you feel good? Do you feel it's moving in the right direction?
Well, we'd like to hope through some of our efforts it is. And I was looking at the list of our honorees, and people may not know about these institutions, but the Flying Cloud Institute, as a Zontian, I had never heard about that.
Yeah.
They're one of our recipients of money, and they start with middle school children to introduce them to science and technology, to know that there's no barrier, that no girls and young women can enter any field that they're interested in. So from that sense, at least in the United States, there's a lot more opportunity. But then when we hear in other countries, again, our club had sponsored a nursing program for students in Tanzania.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
When we first sponsored that, this was hard to believe, that $500 donated from our club sent a young woman from her village to become a nurse.
Wow.
And you think about here, that barely bought a textbook.
Right.
And so that was a project that we did in partnership with another organization. But, you know, just enabling girls to get education in other areas, get access to feminine hygiene products. You're going to hear about that as well. So I feel like we're doing the best we can, and we have measurable metrics to know that we have made a difference. Yeah. When we hear what some of our scholarship recipients have gone on to do in their careers moving forward, that's measurable.
I knew that Pam would give the diplomatic answer.
Do you have a difference of opinion?
Oh, it's not a difference of opinion. I completely agree with what Pam's saying.
It's a challenging time, though, right?
It's definitely a challenging time for women and girls. And I feel particularly for young women who are, you know, getting all kinds of negative messages about choices that they have. And I mean, I remember having conversations with friends of mine that are my age 5 years ago and saying, we took so much for granted. Like, we were just like, oh, those crazy people, they're not going to make any impact. And now, like, we look at you know, those last years that that women should have been a little bit more activist to ensure that that certain rights for for women and girls would continue. Mm-hmm. And now it's playing catch up and making sure that that they get the positive messages, they get the education that they can be, you know, they can be anything they want to be because they can, but actually engaging them in STEM, like Flying Cloud does. I'm a huge fan of Flying Cloud.
So you're saying we took some of those rights for granted and we went on cruise control for a couple of decades?
Yeah.
That's and what it seems like, right?
And I apologized. I apologize to my daughter all the time.
Well, because I think a lot of people thought that things were improving and getting better and that we weren't going to go backwards. And I think that the last 10 years have maybe shown us that you can't take your foot off the gas, right?
That's very true.
But there
were
items we didn't even know about. Child marriage has been a big advocacy zonta around the world, but in Massachusetts?
Child
marriage, who would have thought? Yeah. We just didn't hear, you know, we didn't hear about these issues.
Yeah. Right. But it was on the books that, you know, so fortunately, like, we've been able to make that not happen in Massachusetts. Well,
that's a good thing. And that is definitely an area that we want to, all of us should be concerned with and looking forward to progress.
Yeah.
Pam Roberts and Pam Nisley are here for this morning from the Zonta Club of the Berkshires. And we are at that time where we're going to take that top of the hour break. We're going to thank our underwriters and give you a station ID and some other good stuff. So stick around for that. We'll be right back here with Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
For more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
If you or someone you care about has experienced or is currently dealing with sexual or domestic abuse, Elizabeth Freeman Center is here for you, day or night, whether you're ready to take action or just want to talk. You are not alone. Call our free and confidential hotline to speak to a counselor today at 866-401-2425. That's 866-401-2425, or visit our website at elizabethfreemancenter.org.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM. Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR in Lee Lenox, Stockbridge, also on the PCTV Select app and on channel 1301, Access Pittsfield, among other ways to watch and listen to the show. We appreciate you being here this morning and every morning here, 7:30 to 8:30 for the show, and we certainly appreciate the following that we have, and we get a variety of different folks on the show to talk about things happening here in the community. We have the folks from Zonta Club of the Berkshires this morning. Got another half hour to talk to them about not only their event, which is the Women's Day dinner on March 6th, but then the other projects that they have going on throughout the year and the good works that they're doing. So stick around for more conversation with that. And first, let's get one more look at our weather forecast for the next day or so and see what we have in store for us. I'm hearing some above freezing temperatures are coming, so we'll take that when we get it. Here it is.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the upper 30s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Not as cold with lows in the mid-20s. South wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-40s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. I heard the 40 number in the 40s, low 40s tomorrow. That's good. Melt some of that snow away, and it won't all go, you know, not quite yet. And there's always March, you know. I mean, March is the beginning of the, we start to think about spring, but we usually get a good wallop every once in a while in March, some kind of big snowstorm. I feel like we had our big snowstorm of the year already this year. I don't know. I know, right? Yeah, that's possible. That 16 or 18 incher that we had at the end of January, I feel like that's enough for one year. That's the big one, right? We can move on from there. But I think we're not done. So welcome back to the show. Pam Roberts and Pam Nisely here from Zonta Club of the Berkshires. Thanks again for being here this morning and telling us all about Zonta Club and also the event coming up. We'll remind people again and just tuning in that you have an event coming up at the Berkshire Hills Country Club a week from today on March 6th, right? It's yes. Women's Day dinner, and an important deadline is today, so remind people of that one more time.
So register for this dinner to recognize five amazing local women at www.zontaberkshire.org. You can purchase your tickets. You can purchase a sponsorship still. Nothing's too late. But we do have to get the count into Berkshire Hills Country Club today.
Yeah.
So, you know, run to your computer right now. You can multitask and pick up your ticket, and we'll see you next Friday.
Excellent. And so along with that, this is a fundraiser, a friend raiser, you described it, Pam. And the areas of focus of the Zonta Club of the Berkshires, but also internationally. Just give us, again, an overview of what those are, and then we'll go into specific things of what your club does throughout the year.
Sure. So the club was really founded along the idea of service to ultimately advance the status of women and girls locally, statewide, nationally, internationally. And how we do that is through advocacy, and in our case, through working on service projects to raise funds that we can give back into the local community through awards and scholarships. Mm-hmm. And then we also raise funds to provide items and services that we'll talk more about as well.
Yeah. And you mentioned ending child marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing, right? And again, we wouldn't have thought that was even an issue, but certainly is in other parts of the world. But you would, you know, coming right back to the United States, still could be an issue in some places. Ending violence against women is something that you're also championing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. And it's not, you know, women and girls, just like all people, are affected by items like climate change. Mm. So one of our advocacy programs had been providing additional education on things that people can do for climate change, recycling, because that affects everybody along with women and girls.
Yeah. And so let's get on to the scholarship program, because that seems to be a, kind of a keystone, right, of what you're doing when you raise the money for the club and for the deeds that you're doing. A lot of that is funneled in toward the scholarship. So talk a little bit about that. And, well, you're the chair of the scholarship
committee? I am this year's chair of the scholarship committee, and we're really grateful. Our club that was chartered in 1994, like a lot of clubs, kind of started on a shoestring. So we had ideas, but we had no money. We had to think about, and through the years, we've tried a lot of different fundraising, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But at this point, with our budget, we're pretty blessed. We earmarked $6,000 to give back to the community. This year, it's going to be higher, because as Pam mentioned, we're allowing each of our recipients to make that extra $500. So we are $8,500 of giving back to community to women in our community.
That's great.
In trying to be diverse, we start with the Flying Cloud. So we give an award to them that helps middle schoolers. We partner with Taconic High School. We've identified to do a STEM scholarship for a high school student. We give money to Berkshire Community College. So now we're crossing into the college age students. And then we have a scholarship through Zonta itself, Young Women in Leadership, that's open to high school girls. And last year, we were really excited. We partnered with E for All, which no longer has a local presence, but we've opened this up to women in business, so someone already operating a woman's business. And each of those different six organizations receive $1,000. We also participate with Girls Inc., the Gladys Allen Brigham Center, and donate $1,000 to one of those girls. So we've been blessed that our fundraising has allowed us to do that. We have an investment committee. Our monies have been making us money. So that's how we spend our money.
And if people are interested, they have high school students or whatever in their senior year, that would be the time that they'd be applying for some of these scholarships. How do they go about applying for them? They go to these specific organizations and look for an application there. They said there's one directly through Zonta as well.
So our website that Pam gave you, zontaberkshire.org, has a link to scholarships and awards. So anything that is still available will have the deadline. I'm glad you mentioned that, because high school students, girls aged 16 to 19, have until March 9th to apply to the Young Woman in Leadership Award.
Okay, so it's not too late for this year yet.
It's not too late for that. Mm-hmm. It's not too late for our Tony Fontana Woman in Business.
Okay.
And then some of the other organizations, we make the donation and they select the recipients.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the Girls Inc. Scholarship, I'm fairly certain, so they reach out to all the high schools in the county.
Okay.
And I'm going to guess, I should have checked with Abby when I saw her yesterday to find out that that deadline is probably pretty close. But the guidance departments are usually pretty good at reaching out to girls throughout the county to apply for that $1,000 scholarship.
Yeah. But certainly the fundraising you're doing now may apply to this year's recipients, or it may apply to next year's, right? I mean, it's an ongoing 365-day thing that you're putting money toward this, right?
So, definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Tony Fontana Memorial Women in Business Award. So I want to know more about who Tony Fontana is.
That's great. We miss her. Tony was a Zonjan.
Yeah.
And in her prior life when she was working, you may remember Astro Beef. So she was a co-owner of Astro Beef.
Okay.
And then when she joined Zonta, she was a member for many, many years. She was our treasurer. And she did a great job with keeping track of our numbers and all of that. And when she passed away, she'd been ill for a while. And when she passed away, we just missed her so much. And we thought, what can we do to honor her? She was in the business community here. She was a woman who started a business. So we came up with that idea. We actually launched it and introduced the discussion of it last year at our Women's Day dinner. And we had a number of people that applied for that $1,000. And the idea was the woman had to present through an essay how having that $1,000 would advance their business.
Okay.
And we heard from women throughout the county where $1,000 would make a big difference. So that's what we'll be doing again this year. There's a subcommittee that will receive those applications. That deadline, I know, is April 30th, and the award will be announced. And in June, which is our news on to year. We typically have that winner come, our Young Woman in Leadership winner come, the Taconic High School student. So June is our celebration month.
So they'll be there at that meeting.
At that meeting, sure, yeah. Our monthly meeting.
And it sounds like, being tied to business and entrepreneurship and things like that is also a very empowering channel for women. And you're looking at that angle as well, right?
Definitely, yeah. And when our younger winners come and they hear someone in business, last year our winner, I've forgotten her name, but you'll know her business. She has that Lego. The Lego store.
Bottomless Bricks.
Yep.
And just hearing her journey and then having a high school student here. Here's a woman who had this idea that was able to develop it into a business. She was on national TV. it's a nice mentorship opportunity as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And these days, running a small business is also no small task, right? And especially a downtown business. And there have been lots of discussions about that right here in Pittsfield. I'm sure it's not just relegated to Pittsfield. There are lots of places that are talking about how the challenges of small business, versus fighting the big giants out there. Times have changed. So you have to sort of be flexible, and you have to know, how to do it and still make a profit. That's ultimately what you're doing in business. You can't just do it because it feels good or it looks good downtown or something. You actually have to make money in business.
But wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if you could just do have a business that like is so helpful to the community.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about the money.
Yeah.
Passion project.
Right. Unfortunately, they don't last too long in business, though, right?
I have a lot of ideas for those passion projects if anybody wants to fund them.
Well, we're speaking with Pam Nisley and Pam Roberts here this morning on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM. They're representing the Zonta Club of the Berkshires this morning and talking about the event coming up next Friday, which we'll get back to one more time before we go. But scholarships being a very major part of what you're raising funds for. You have another thing called the Period Project. So let's talk about that and how that makes an impact as well. Who would I like to talk about that?
I can talk about that.
All right.
That's one of the reasons why I ended up, I've supported it for a really long time. Mm. So the Period Project, I'm not sure how many years the Zonta Club's been doing it, but two times a year we get together and raise donations for us to purchase projects that young women and women need for to handle their period every month. That's a very expensive I was going to say pursuit, but that's not
well, we've heard through the schools that there's so much need. So we assemble packages that have everything someone could need, and including underwear, different sizes, and they're distributed not only to schools but to other organizations that have come to us that have that need.
So we do encourage donations. We have a wish list on Amazon if people would want to purchase any items.
You basically put the items into a kit of some kind that can be distributed or available to people. Would that be for people that maybe are homeless, unhoused?
It's for anybody.
Anyone? Yeah.
Like different shelters have the kits as well as different middle and high schools. So girls know that it's for anybody, if they get their period unexpectedly, they know that they can go to the school nurse or whoever at the school or organization, and they can get a kit that they need.
And those wouldn't necessarily be things that the school would just have on hand otherwise, right? That's a real need, and you get it to school, and you're not expecting that, and something goes wrong. You still got to get on with your day somehow.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Our next kit
assembly.
Thank you. Is that coming up on March 21st at 10 a.m. in the TD Bank building. And they were there would be instructions, but as I said, go check out our wish list, and we're actually encouraging people who come to the Women's Day dinner to bring something to support the period project, either cash or you know, bring a package of tampons or pads. It will help us because a lot we rely a lot on club members to donate the items, but we encourage people throughout the community as long as, you know, they can find out. Last year we had different companies that took a box when we were at the when they were at the women's dinner and did a collection in their company. But we found that to be a little unwieldy, so that's why this year we're saying bring a pack of pads with you. It will be a lot easier.
And you would think maybe there could also be some larger corporate entities that would be interested in even donating something in bulk to this project, right? And we'll throw it out there. Maybe they're listening right now and they'd be say, hey, that would be a great thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that when I've interviewed Thanksgiving Angels, for example, they had a lot of support from, you know, local supermarkets and places like that where they were able to donate large chunks of things and then obviously distribute them. So this to me sounds like something that would follow along with that.
That is such a good idea, Sean. I don't think that we've thought about that.
Well, if you're out there and you happen to be a company that has some of these products that could help with that, how would they contact you to let you know?
Well, they could email us at zontaberkshire@gmail.com. And we can come pick anything up.
Right.
We're happy to share any information. You know, if a company out there wanted to learn more, just, you know, email us and we can definitely share the information about the projects that we do. And especially, it would be great. I mean, we're limited by how much we collect as to how much we can distribute.
Sure.
So the more we collect, the more the better off we'll be for people.
Well, just the fact that you're talking about it here today gets the word out, hopefully, and people may not have realized that there is such a need for this and how critical it is for folks to, you know, make their way through those periods for sure.
Yeah. I guess we have come a long way. The fact that we're talking on the radio about women's periods.
We're fearless here on Morning Drive.
I like it. All right. I am more optimistic about.
We have come a long way. That's the answer to the question that I asked you at the end of the last half hour.
So I know, right?
That's making progress, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have other projects going on in addition to the scholarships and the period project. So you're involved with the member food drives. Tell us about that.
Well, we do a number of other things that are along the lines of service that don't necessarily cost people money. So we've partnered with the Christian Center for what they call Styling for Success, a boutique that they have for people reentering the workforce or needing both men, women, boys and girls that need outfits that don't have the resources. So that's been something we've partnered. It's really
that's
their
great.
Program. We partner with them, try to organize volunteers to help bring clothing in, meet there.
These are folks that may be going out on an interview, trying to get a job, but don't have the right clothes.
Exactly.
Need to make a good first impression. Where do they get those, right?
And once they get the job, you know, they can go back and get work-appropriate clothes as well. The boutique is so cool. And anybody who has like business attire that they're not in need of anymore, or they want to change over, they can definitely reach out to Jackie Melendez at the Christian Center and you know, talk to her about making donation. But we also go and help you know, organize the stuff from time to time as well. So it's really cool.
We also collect toiletries, even though a lot of the hotels aren't giving that out as much now. But through our club, a liaison that would bring them to the Elizabeth Freeman Center. Mm-hmm. They often have need for women's shelter items. Mm-hmm. So those are service projects that people can be involved in without donating money. So members of the public give us things. And I think we have to talk a little bit about the fundraising we've done, a couple of our projects that help get the resources and get people involved in allowing us to do our good work.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah. So what does it take to do that?
We have a subcommittee that is all about fundraising, and they really, we all are involved when there's a fundraising item. We've been doing two projects, and we'll be looking at those for viability. One is in partnership with the Alley Florist. We've done a wonderful project of selling wreaths, poinsettias, holiday flowers, and they have wonderful products there. Yes, we mark it up a little bit. That's our fundraising, and our members sell wreaths and plants, and we deliver them. And we always set a bar to hopefully raise $5,000 or $6,000 in proceeds. Things changed from the pandemic, so our sales are not as robust as they used to be. And the fundraising committee came up with a wonderful idea that we'll talk about another time, but it's our July calendar where people donate items, gift cards, and then every day on Facebook Live, someone wins something. And you can be a winner 31 days. So we sell the cards, but we solicit the donations. And whether it's members buying a gift card or donating a product or a service, it's the community participation that allows us. And that's been a great fundraiser for us, and not maybe as much work as filling your car with poinsettias and driving all over the county, even though that's a very cheerful and happy time of year for many.
Yeah. And the nice thing about the calendar is that just about every day, the minimum prize is $50. Mm-hmm. So it might be two $25 gift cards that are kind of related, or it's like a $50 gas card. On July 4th, we do something big. It's like $100 in lottery tickets, I think, right?
There's been all sorts of things from oil, delivery of oil, grocery store cards, products. Yeah. So that's really been our a big fundraiser for us that everyone can get behind.
You do have to be creative, right? And you have to put in the work. But fundraising folks in nonprofit organizations always have to be flexible and get creative. Try to still have some fun with it, right? Yeah. As you mentioned, you have to have some joy in doing it, knowing that the money that you're raising is doing all of the great things that the organization.
Well, it's always fun to watch Facebook Live. And see the number of people who are coming and visiting.
Yeah.
And so it's just another opportunity for us to, because we do share every day, we share something about this is what Santa is, or this is one of our projects. And then, draw a winner. So
you encourage people to go ahead and like your Facebook page as well so that they can be connected with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like our Facebook page and be sure to keep an eye out for that cash calendar.
Which is a little later in the year, to say.
We start selling it in June. And and then starting July 1st, we start on Facebook Live every morning drawing a winner. And your name, if you win, your name gets put back in. Mm. So you actually have that 31 chances of winning. Yep.
Sounds like fun. I think you should tune in for that,
definitely.
For sure. So Pam Nisley and Pam Roberts from the Zonta Club joining us here in the last couple of minutes of the show. One more time, let's talk about the Women's Day dinner happening a week from today on March 6th, right?
Yep, at Berkshire Hills Country Club. We'll be recognizing the important work that five women are doing in the county. You can go to www.zontaberkshire.org to buy tickets, but you have to buy them today because we have to get our account in. And
so a certain amount of urgency here, people.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now and you want to go to that dinner, and you should want to go to that dinner, you need to go on to zontaberkshire.org and reserve those tickets today.
There's your call to action.
Absolutely. Pam Roberts, any last thoughts here before we go?
No, it's been great getting to tell our story.
Yeah, it is a good story.
And always happy to come back.
Yeah,
Well, thank you both for being here. It's such a great honor to talk with you about the club and the good work that you all do, and fascinating things that I didn't know were going on, and the connections nationally and internationally. Sounds like a great thing. If people want to join the club or get more information about it, again, what would you tell them to do?
We would encourage them to start by going to the website, zontaberkshire.org. Mm-hmm. Our meetings are open to the public, and we love potential members to come when we're meeting in person and hear a guest speaker, see what the format of our business meetings look like.
And those are monthly meetings?
We have monthly meetings. We meet on the second Tuesday of the month, second Tuesday.
And this year we've been meeting at Rare 297
on North Street.
On North Street.
Okay. Centrally located, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Right. Absolutely. Close parking. So and we just have a wide range of speakers every month.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Well, thank you both for being here. Good luck with everything. Good luck with the dinner and everything you do throughout the year.
Thank you so much, John.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend out there. Enjoy the warmer temperatures, and Morning Drive will be back again next Monday at 7:30 with Brian Burkle. Take care, everybody. I'll head soon.